Random thoughts. In this video, I'm going to talk about the Wakikuyu and their tobacco. Now, in another video, I talked about the use of weed by people in what we know today as Western Kenya, the Luhya people, and that was described by one Oble who wrote a document that is from maybe early 1900s. And now, in this video, I'm talking about what is described by one John Boyes, who lived among the Wakikuyu for quite some time, and at some point he called himself the king of the Wakikuyu. Now, there was no weed among the Wakikuyu, at least going by what is described by John Boyes. And I'm thinking that if at all there was use of weed among the Wakikuyu, John Boyes would have definitely talked about it, especially because he does dedicate a section in the book where he talks about the consumption of tobacco. And he says that the Wakikuyu people used to plant a lot of tobacco, and then they used to dry it, of course, and then it was used to be sniffed in the nostrils. And that's the only way they used to do it. He says that they didn't smoke it. Smoking came much later, of course, was brought by the British. But they used to plant that tobacco, and they used to plant a lot of it, and then they would sniff it. And then he says the quality of tobacco that came from the Wakikuyu or the Kikuyu land was such of good quality that it was really liked in the neighboring, we can call them nations. And he says that every market you go outside Kikuyu land, people will want to buy the tobacco from Kikuyu land. And now this is something interesting he mentions. He says that he went all the way to Abyssinia in Ethiopia. And reaching there, he was talking to the local people who were using tobacco, and they told him that the tobacco they really preferred was tobacco from Kikuyu land, Mount Kenya. And they used to say that there were people who used to leave Mount Kenya, actually, and go up to Abyssinia to take tobacco to markets there and to sell. And I found that to be so interesting because I've never found a document that mentions interaction between the Wakikuyu and people from Abyssinia or Ethiopia, that is. And there are always these stories of how there were Kikuyus who came from Ethiopia. But there, I have not found a document that mentions such a direct connection like this document mentions, where he says that he did stay among the Wakikuyu and then he did travel to Ethiopia. And while there, the first thing they asked him whenever he told them that he lived among the Wakikuyu was the tobacco. And they say the tobacco from that place is really, really, really good. And of course, I've talked about this in another video, that there is also a practice that he found to be so common among the Wakikuyu, and it was also common among the Abyssinians. And it is the practice of throwing a rock into a pile of rocks. He says among the Wakikuyu, this pile of rocks used to be found near rivers or bridges near rivers. So you'll pass by and then you'll throw a rock to a pile. And these piles were huge. And then he tried to ask Wakikuyu why they did that. They refused to tell him. He goes to Ethiopia and he finds the same practice of throwing rocks. And he finds out that in Ethiopia, the piles of rocks were usually near churches. And he asked the Abyssinians, who for them, they explained to him, they told him it's because of the church. That's a place of worship. And when you walk like this on the road and you see a church, you are busy, you are going to do or wherever you are going, but you need to worship in that church. So you throw a stone to that pile, just to symbolize that you have participated in prayer through that church. Those are my random thoughts.